following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
So in Matthew 5:5, Jesus says, "Blessed are the meek, for the meek shall inherit the earth." Now, have you guys ever been like me and wondered, how does that work? Well, if so, welcome to week number 4 of our series through Refuge Daily, in which we've been looking at what the blessed life is as according to Jesus. And week after week, I think we're now not surprised, but Jesus' definition of what a blessed person is very different than how our culture, maybe even how we have defined it up to this point. Because if most of us were honest, if we were to think about the people that, you know, we have in our minds who have everything going for them, we don't usually think of someone who is a meek person, which I think is partially because of a wrong understanding of what meekness is, but also because our culture has taught us that good things come only to the boldest or the brightest or the smartest or the most beautiful. And if you ever want to be someone or get ahead, you have to promote yourself, get yourself out there, and be seen. So when Jesus says these words, it is very counterculture and counterintuitive to many of us. And you want to know something interesting? It would have been that same way in the days of Jesus as well. Because in Roman culture, humility was not seen as a virtue, but as a vice. And for the Jew, you know, when they thought about who their Messiah was going to be when he would come, you know, a lot of them had in their ideas of this military leader who was going to take down Rome. But instead, in Jesus' first coming, Philippians 2:6-8 tells us this about Jesus. It says, "Who existing in the form of God, did not consider equality with God as something to be exploited. Instead, he emptied himself by assuming the form of a servant, taking on the likeness of humanity. And when he had come as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even to death on a cross." So this is explained to us, though Jesus is God himself, creator and king of the universe, deserving of all worship, honor, and glory and praise, he comes down to earth for a time. And when he does, he comes in the form of a servant, right? Giving up all he deserves rightly as God, then he lives this perfect life of obedience and righteousness, and then dies a torturous death reserved for really the worst of the worst or the most despicable of sinners. And though he could have easily put a stop to all of this with a word, he in love obeys the Father. He, because of his love for us, again, and his love for God, completes his mission. Now, what I just explained here, if you didn't know, is what meekness, according to the Bible, what meekness really is. It's not cowardice. You know, it's not a lack of confidence or weakness. It's not the person that just is like, you know, I want to talk to them, but I'm kind of nervous. Like, that wasn't Jesus. To give it a more street-level definition, I think it's instead this self-control, humility, and gentleness that is a result of one's, you know, trusting God to direct the outcome of the events, right? Jesus didn't have to fear anything, and he didn't fear anything, but rather he allowed these things to happen, right? He was still completely in control, but he allows this to happen because he knew that God was in control. He knew that God was going to direct the outcome of the events. And so the meek person, what we see in Jesus' life, he wasn't driven by trying to impress others to be able to get to the places that he needed to go. Instead, the meek person lives with an awareness that God is watching them and lives in a way that seeks to honor and bring glory to God as they trust that ultimately, as they do this, God is going to bring them where he wants them to be. Now, you might be wondering, how is it possible that a person like this, who is not seeking to be seen by everyone else, but just seeking to honor the Lord, really living for this audience of one, how are they ever going to get ahead? How are they ever going to get to where they need to be? Well, we only need to look at the next few verses of Philippians 2 to see how it's possible. Again, speaking of Jesus, Paul would go on to say, for this reason, God highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every other name. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Friends, we live in a day where it feels very counterintuitive to be a meek person, where it seems it wouldn't pay to be a meek person. But remember the words of Jesus here in Matthew 5. Remember the example of Jesus in Philippians 2. And trust that God is always faithful to fulfill his word. So to end this time, I just want to leave you guys with a few more words from our Savior from Matthew chapter 23, verses 11 through 12, in which Jesus says, the greatest among you will be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. God bless you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.